He explained to me that not only he, but sometimes others too, had to prove in this way that they were capable of recognizing what was right and protecting a person from evil. Then I told him about my strange encounter with the person whom I had followed with two other spirit beings. The three of us had always prayed at the side of this person, and yet in my opinion he had lived a sinful life. How was that possible? Now this spirit, who accompanied his human friend, promised me that he would be worried that I would be enlightened. He then called the guardian spirit of his protege and said, he should enlighten you about it, because he can explain it to you much more precisely and conscientiously. So I listened to this guardian spirit in amazement. He explained to me, the two who accompanied this person are two impure spirits. They are two evil spirits who have exerted their influence on this person. I asked how it was possible that such evil spirits prayed. And this being replied to me, they only started praying when you prayed in order to deceive you, because they did not want to be recognized as impure and evil spirits. This also meant that they had deceived you. When such impure beings accompany people, they sometimes want to deceive their spirit brothers and sisters. They do not reveal themselves as what they are. They start to pray or to pretend in other ways. Then spirit beings like you fall for this prayer, this hypocrisy, and then follow these beings until they themselves come to the realization that something is wrong here. And this spirit of God explained to me further, in this way, these impure ones achieve that those brothers and sisters who have not yet joined God's order remain in their disorder for longer and even serve the impure spirits as henchmen, at their service. Since they are not in God's order, they obey these very impure spirits. And these are happy to find tools among the spirits who not only do not give people any protection, but even support them in their sin. I could not understand why God and his good spirit world allow such a thing. I said that it should be prevented that such impure people could exercise power over people and also deceive other spiritual brothers and sisters. Then I was asked where I belonged and where I came from. And so I had to confess that I had left that family, those brothers and sisters, because they seemed too pious to me. This spirit then made me aware of my disobedience and asked me to return as quickly as possible and to ask for entry and to return to the order. Because if I did not do that, I would not be redeemed for a long time, because as long as I stood outside of God's order, I could never come to the saints. This spirit asked me to return now and be taught. He made me aware of the work of the good spirits who accompany people. The good spirits have a mission for their work, and because they have this mission, they are also supported in their work. Only if you go out on a higher mission to bring protection to people, nobody can harm you. Otherwise, you may hinder your own advancement by allowing these wretches to influence you. They take great pleasure in seeing that you do not recognize them and are of the opinion that prayer is the spirit's means of protecting people and that all you have to do is pray and nothing else. These wretches only want to mislead you. This is how he explained it to me. It was not easy for me to return now as a repentant soul. Before I went back, however, I had made further observations. I had approached those two again to observe them. I wanted to see their true nature. I tried to hide from them so that they should not see me, and I managed to hide from them for a short time. And now I had to listen to the mocking laughter and the disgusting words of these two, had to see how they had this person in their power. But I also realized that this person was not a good person, that he had a bad mind and a bad will. So I realized that he was a willing tool of these two. No special effort was required on their part. I realized that these lower spirits were supporting this person's dark thoughts, they only made hand gestures around this person, it was as if they wanted to wrap him in something that was unrecognizable to me. As I was later told, these impure spirits gave this person some of their power, they supported him with their power, supported him in his thinking, supported his health and everything. Just so that he remained a willing tool for them. So I had to experience it myself. I thought about how important it would be that people were informed that not only protective spirits accompany them, but also that unclean spirits approach them and constantly pursue them. I had the wish that people should be spared this, but then had to be taught that such impure spirits only have access to people if the person primarily develops his impure thinking, if his whole being is aligned with the lower spiritual world and unites with it. If a person is angry, quarrelsome or has any other vices, then these impure spirits are quickly on their side. They are very happy when they have found such a tool that carries out the same actions as them. They then accompany this person and support him in his dubious thoughts and his impure actions. It is easy for them to lead him. Later I was taught, if a person is peaceful and full of goodwill, he will never be constantly harassed by lower spirits. God does allow such a person to be tempted, because he is being tested. Some temptations are allowed and people are observed in their thoughts and actions to see who or what they decide for. These tests are necessary. But if the will of the person is generally directed towards the good and they have the desire to live justly and well, then there will be helpful spirits that to support them in their noble actions and thoughts. Now, as a repentant soul, I had to return to the house assigned to me in the world beyond. I found the way there easily, because this path seemed to be somewhat illuminated for me. I asked a little shyly whether I could be let in again. And I had to realize that they were all delighted about my return. They promised me that they would help me to bear the burden that was on me and that they considered themselves lucky that I had come home again. But they asked me to start work immediately. I had to do this work in a garden, together with my brothers and sisters. I no longer prayed out loud, because I had suddenly realized that thinking is very important, and I had learned that one must be obedient even in this other world, which is supposed to be heaven. Now it also became clear to me that I could only earn a higher heaven through work. I no longer had to ask about the sense of heaven. Quite suddenly it became clear to me that I did not deserve to be in the company of the saints immediately. I noticed that many saints went around and looked after the uncertain brothers and sisters. Anyone who was looking for the way was approached by the saints. But from my life on earth I had a completely wrong idea of the saints of heaven. For I believed that they were all adorned with precious jewelry and wore crowns on their heads and costly garments. I encountered nothing of the sort, but I still had the impression that these were holy beings, because their appearance was different from the others. Later I was told that they were truly saints of heaven. This refers to the good spirits who work for God's plan of salvation. On the one hand they are the truly pure spirits, on the other hand they also refer to spirits who are ascending, who advance step by step, but who can already be considered saints of heaven. The word holy does not mean the same thing in the spiritual world as it does for people. In the spiritual world, the saints are those who have taken the side of Christ, the side of God, and remain faithfully on that side, who are obedient, who observe the laws precisely and carry out what is required of them. They are those who live exactly according to the will of God. There are also different levels of holiness. The spirits are divided into ranks. But this does not diminish the prestige of any spirit. Anyone who is in a harmonious relationship with the divine world and is good in nature is considered a holy being. All others who do not have this goodness, do not yet possess it, are not among the saints of heaven, and their external appearance is marked accordingly. So I carried out my work in this small family and tried to adapt to their thinking and desires. And so I was able to experience that such a saint of heaven came to us. He led us out of the house, to a hill in the vicinity of our village. And there we sang together, we practiced songs. We sang them to the glory of God, and we said short prayers that were only aimed at praising God and Christ. So I had to unlearn how to pray as I had previously prayed. I could no longer pray in the same way, and I had to ask myself, why did I wait so long, until I finally came to my senses? These saints then taught me again and explained to me, through your stubbornness you made it impossible for you to find the way up faster. You were very stubborn in your life. You always demanded that people pray. You cared less about living a righteous life, but in your opinion it was important to pray a lot. You believed that prayer would wipe away your sins in human life. They taught me that prayer is indeed beneficial, especially for those who are loved by the saints of heaven. A person who prays with real devotion prays to please God, and his prayer finds resonance in the divine world. It was explained to me, a prayer finds resonance when it is prayed with a deep heart and a sincere soul. A prayer should not be a lament to God, not some kind of narrative of events, but the prayer must first and foremost be a praise of God. In prayer, one can implore God for help, and the most beautiful prayer is the one that Jesus Christ gave to humanity. Not every prayer that a person says is pleasing to God. If a person only prays out of habit, it will not be well received, and no intercession can be achieved with it. If God and the higher spiritual world are to be made aware of the prayer, it must be said with a deep heart, with a sincere soul and with elevated thinking, and it must be connected with the works. This is what I was taught. I worked in this family until the time when we were all allowed to leave that house and that spiritual stage of development together. As I was told, the others had voluntarily held out until I had become so firm in my thinking and in my sincerity. So I had to be grateful to my siblings in two ways. Because through the support they gave me, they expressed true love and true willingness to help and proved that they wanted to work and do what Jesus Christ had done, who sacrificed himself for his brothers and sisters, who lived, suffered and died for his own. And they emphasized that they had made this small sacrifice for my sake, to promote my advancement. So I remained gratefully connected to them. Together we had been allowed to take a higher step. But the others were then allowed to leave this step first and go up higher, while I was left here for a while. I was to prove myself longer and prove that everything I had experienced had been of service to me and that I had made this advancement with the help of my siblings. Through their support, they had accelerated my advancement, and so I remained gratefully connected to them. We meet again and again from time to time, and I try to make this ascent to the top quickly. During this time of my purification and instruction, I have accepted many things and realized many things that I had done wrong. And I have only one wish, that what I learn in the world of God stays with me and is never lost. For I know that I must return to earth and enter human life, and I know that much of what I have learned and of my resolutions can disappear. I know about the temptations, about the weaknesses in human life. And so I make an effort to live in the world of God according to the will of the Father. I am always attentive. When higher spirits come to us or approach me, I observe them and ask them specifically for a special instruction that could be beneficial to me. This wish of mine is always granted. So I live in peace and with great zeal to be able to gain great happiness and great bliss. And so I would like to admonish people and remind them of God's commandments, of loving one's neighbor, of the life that pleases God, so that they can find the life that will take them to the heights. This is my wish and the wish of all the spirit beings who accompany me. So I want to say goodbye to you. I am to tell you that our brother Joseph is not coming today to answer questions. I am now going back to my blessed work, and I wish you all blessings and salvation. Greetings from God. Experience report of the ascending spirit being Ida through mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Munchhaldenstrasse, Zurich. Template, tape recording. Next is experience reports from 1966-1967. And is in another data file. Experience reports 58-1959. Experience reports 1961-1961, experience reports 1962-1963,